point engine checkup, but that vehicle history was a no-go. And right now, there are four options in this price category, including a Nissan Rogue. Now, check this out. It's a 2011 Rogue, silver, looks new, 81,000 miles. Think about that. 9 years, 81,000 miles. This car was babied. So you're buying a vehicle that's had very little wear and tear and still looks fantastic, just as one example, at $89.90 and more. Over 20 financing options, they will get you done and get you on the road so you can love what you drive. Start at Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com, and tell Tip Tames and that great group you heard about him here.
Look at the magic number we just passed. We're at...
Yay!
We're on 30,000?
Yep.
Good. Let's hope that holds. Today, there is news emerging from, I was going to say Germany, from Georgia next door. This vote count video is getting some traction. There may be some good news for those of us who want to stop the steal. I'll see you this afternoon.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Job growth is down for the fifth straight month with 245,000 jobs created and the unemployment rate down a little at 6.7%.
Unemployment in retail is 550,000 lower than it was in February. So they did add some back, but again, it's lower than it was in February by 550,000 jobs. There's some movement to create there. Leisure and hospitality, in November they added 31,000 jobs, but is down 3.4 million jobs since February. Arts, entertainment, and recreation added 43,000 jobs within that.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. There's already a mandate in 37 states, and President-elect Biden tells CNN he'll ask all Americans to wear masks in public during his first 100 days in office to help slow coronavirus spread.
Where the federal government has authority, I'm going to issue a standing order that in federal buildings you have to be masked, and in transportation, interstate transportation, you must be masked in airplanes and buses, etc.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm system brushing by the area today. Showers are back in the forecast. They'll be around from time to time today. Can't rule out an afternoon thunderstorms. It'll be breezy at times. High temperature in the low to mid-60s, so mild for December. Tonight, most of the showers and drizzle will fade out by, let's say, midnight. Cooler, overnight low 38. And that will lead to a storm-free weekend as this system gets out of the way. Highs in the upper 50s during the daytime hours, 30s at night. We'll see a good bit of sunshine Saturday and more clouds than sun on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase. They are now up to more than 1,800. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 215,000. More than 35,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a man was found dead downtown. Police responded to the 100 block of South Perry Street, where they found the man dead just after 7 o'clock last night. Police have not released the man's name or a cause of death. And hundreds of new jobs are on the way to the Selma-Dallas County area. Hometex Inc. plans to expand its PPE manufacturing operation in Selma. The expansion is expected to create more than 300 new jobs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Check off your gift list early during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Plus, take an extra 25% off. Get sleepwear sets, $20.99. Ninja Foodie Indoor Grill is $199.99. And get up to 25% off Koolaburra Home. Plus, get Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 25% offer valid December 3rd through December 9th with promo code FAMILYSHOP. Koolaburra offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For the one standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
So apparently this happened in Michigan.
Get kicked around. Wait, those Republicans were kicked around.
Mr. Giuliani, this committee heard testimony from a bipartisan group of county clerks in Michigan. One was a Democrat and two were Republicans. They testified that they found no evidence whatsoever of widespread irregularities in this election. And they lauded the municipal clerks and their teams who run elections in Michigan for their tireless effort and commitment to free, fair, and safe elections. Your team has now lost 39 court cases in the aftermath of the election, with judges ruling that there is inadequate evidence to support the sweeping claims that you are making and repeating here tonight, and the unprecedented relief that you are seeking. Yesterday, we learned that U.S. Attorney General William Barr has similarly found no evidence whatsoever of widespread irregularities that are worth investigating. If our local clerks, state and federal judges across the country, and the highest ranking law enforcement official in the United States cannot find any substance to or any merit in any of your arguments, why should we? Why should we sit here in this show that you are partaking in and taking around the country if no one has found any evidence whatsoever of any of your wrongdoing? And why should we not believe the reported attempts of you to try to seek a pardon from the president?
What was the last part?
That last part is not.
You're attempting to seek a pardon. Wow. So why is this not part of that?
I will ask that he be disciplined for that. First of all, what he says is untrue. Second, that is a defamation of my professional character. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you allow that to happen in your legislature?
No. Let me
Just
ask
for the record,
question.
We haven't lost 39 cases. We've only brought three. So you're wrong about that. Second, the reason why people are reaching those conclusions is because, like you, they don't have the discipline, maybe the intelligence, I don't know, to read through this.
Our elected officials should be condemning. Should
what is
be condemning,
your question, Representative?
Sir.
I'm asking you, what is
no,
your question?
No, I don't have a question. I would like
if
to...
If you don't have a question, then we're going to move on, Representative.
No, that is not fair, sir.
Representative Riley,
our elected officials should be condemning, not...
I'm sorry, you're out of order, Representative.
What do they say, the kids these days? Oh, this is what democracy, well, at least sounds like. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon here on a Friday morning. A lot of action going on from Michigan, from Georgia. Yes, a big video dropped in Georgia yesterday. And let me reiterate also something about Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama. He is really sticking his neck out there. And you've heard Congressman Brooks on these airwaves before, most often on the Dan Moore Show. He was actually in this very studio on Election Day. And from what I gathered from Congressman Mo Brooks, well, number one, he likes Arby's. And you know what? I'm not going to forgive you, Congressman, because we like to mimic one another. And ever since I saw him eating Arby's, I've eaten Arby's 5 times in the last month. So I blame him for that. I take no personal responsibility. But I notice as we're going through Election Day, he's sitting there and he's a very, very smart man, going through all the returns, working out the modeling. And one thing I didn't know about Congressman Mo Brooks is that when he was first elected in, I believe, 1982, they tried to steal the election from him. That's back when Democrats ran this state. They tried to steal the election from him by rigging machines. To where it took people saying, hey, you want to vote for Mo Brooks because these machines aren't working? Why don't you go right on the wall? You give up your secret ballot by doing that, but go say, hey, I'm for Mo. So Mo Brooks takes this very personally. And I presented the news yesterday, but I didn't realize how big of a deal this is. He is really sticking his neck out there saying he wants deliberation on the Electoral College votes in Congress when that is presented to the Congress. If he and a senator, could be of either party, say, hey, I want to contest, just for example, the votes from Georgia, then 2 hours of debate go on in the House and the Senate, and there has to be a vote on whether to accept those results as legitimate. And because Congressman Mo Brooks is sticking his neck out there, he needs people's support. Because there's one thing power likes to do. Power likes to squeeze necks, step on necks, and stroke. Yes, pet, stroke necks. And when he's sticking his out there, you better believe there are going to be some folks ready to step on it. So he needs our support. He's really putting himself out there. He takes this personally because his very first time running was almost stolen from him. And so I appreciate him for going down this route, which is a constitutional route. There's a lot to get to. More from Michigan, more from Georgia. 272-9228, 272-9228. Already have a call here. Let's go to line one. Who's this? You're on there.
Hey, it's Chris. It's Chris Joey. What's up?
Oh, a lot going on, like I just said. And again, folks, Congressman Mo Brooks, we owe him our support. I think the guy is really putting himself out there. And I think, of all things, Chris, whatever you think of the process, it is a masterclass in how our system and Constitution can actually work. I think we have been on autopilot for decades. We have allowed big corporations, the media, and Washington, D.C. to say, oh, this is how things work, and it's been smooth, so nobody complained too much. And now we're waking up to know this system is dynamic. It allows for powers in the states. It allows for powers in the Congress. And if you have those constitutional powers, you should use them if you think you can, well, accomplish something. But anyway, how are you doing?
I'm fine. The framers, with their faults, and I'm sure there's a lot of left wingers that would say there was a lot of faults. They were the system they put in place in this country is the most genius system this world has ever known. I have full confidence this is going to work its way out. And I have full confidence people are about to be exposed, even Republicans, for just the hacks, losers, and wimps that they are. And I'm telling you, I want everybody, I know Duke's there, I want all those left-wingers that listen to the station, I want you to go and I want you to watch that video in Georgia and see the you should have disgust in your soul for this country, for what those people did. Those people are nothing more than traitors and criminals that really probably 60, 70 years ago would be put at the stake and shot for what they did. They stole people's elections. They defrauded the state of Georgia. They had intent. This wasn't something they thought of. This was a conspiracy, and it should make people shudder in fear of what is going on, and we're not being told. And I'm telling you right now, that video is so damning and disgusting. I mean, it was just like watching a bunch of criminal crooks stealing bonbons out of a grocery store. I mean, it was, I don't know if you've seen the whole thing.
I have. I watched the full, and I encourage folks, there are several cuts of it out there. But if you look up just Georgia voter fraud, I can pull up the video here. I'll pull up the exact title in just a second. But we could describe it. There's a full 12-minute in the presentation and holds longer even than the 12-minute video out there. But they are showing closed-circuit surveillance cameras. And the way that room was set up is, you had tables all over the place counting and processing votes. And in the back, in a roped-off area, you had poll watchers and auditors as well as the media. At about 10 o'clock at night, you see one of the people running the room. The lawyer describes her as the woman with the blonde braids.
The woman. Yep. And she set up the table that they had the boxes of ballots up on.
And they tell everybody, okay, we're closing up shop for the night. you can go home. And you start to see people starting at about 10 o'clock stream out of the room. And some of the last folks to leave at about 10:30 or so, and this is in affidavits. So at first we hear the story from the affidavits, from the eyewitnesses. They say, hey, we leave at 10:30 or so.
And
it matches up to the video.
It all matches up.
Right, so you have multi-factor verification going on here. It's not like they're just telling these stories. No, the video really matches with their story. Right after these poll watchers leave, right after the media leave, and there's really four or five people left in the room, yes, you see people go to this table that's covered in a black tablecloth and pull out what almost looks like rolling briefcases.
Briefcases, boxes of ballots.
And they start counting. And the lawyer says these machines can count about 3,000 ballots an hour. They were on watch for 2 hours, and there are like 4 or 5 machines here. You do the math. By the way, the official count so far, Biden's up by a little over 12,000. I think it's 12,600 votes in Georgia.
Right. And then if you look, too, at the other coinciding evidence, there is the spike in Joe Biden ballot during that time of the on the time stamp video. So it all corresponds with exactly what's going on. That is a smoking gun.
And have you seen how Governor Kemp responded to that? He kind of like a dog.
He says, now we need to do it for that guy is a criminal.
Yep.
That guy has to receive money from Dominion. And I'm not so sure because of the influence of international business in Georgia that he's not bought off by the Chinese communists, too.
Well,
and I'm telling you, there's a lot of people around this country that have taken a lot of Chinese communist money.
Well,
and I'm not so sure that doesn't even come to the capital city that we live in today.
Well, and I don't know.
The PPE stuff. So, I'll leave it there on that one.
And here's the deal. I think we need to focus. We can get the full story as we go on in the months and years ahead. You can get the full story in context of who were all the players. That's why you write history books. But if we focus on actually showing fraud, and again, really, we're spectators. I have to report on this. Sometimes it's very frustrating keeping track of all these different media narratives and realities out there. And, you've heard me on these airwaves, Chris, and everybody out there listening. I wanted this to just be a clean election, whether it went to Biden or Trump. I mean, personally, selfishly, and I've gotten over it, It's like, this is a nightmare. It's like having homework all damn day and from different teachers telling you a different tune and a different story.
Yeah, well, the worst part about it, Joey, is the destruction on the confidence of this country. I mean, it is when you start losing confidence in the most basic right that man and woman have, and that is the right to vote, you lose the confidence in your election system, you lose the confidence in your country.
Right.
And those who did this, and I'm going to say it again, those who did this country, who those criminals that you saw in that video, they should be held to account. And I don't know what I'm against the death penalty personally, but that is about as close to a death penalty case I can see. That is treason. That is awful. That is just subhuman activity. And all the liberals on here that are listening, I want you to watch that video. And if you can walk away from that with not some disgust or not upset in your soul, then I have no idea who you are. You need to check yourself, because that is absolute kick in the pants to every man and woman who's lost their lives and shed blood in this country, for this country. And it is disgusting. And I watched that yesterday, and a tear came to my eye to know that there's people in this country willing to throw it away like that for an old man who's as corrupt as the day is long. That's the worst part about it.
Appreciate the call, Chris, and you listen.
Yes, sir. You take care.
Yeah, and as Chris's call very much showcases, passions running high because, people take this very seriously, as they should. Some people, if you ain't cheating, you're trying. That's how seriously they're taking it. So I encourage you to watch the video yourself. I mean, we're in radio. I can't show you a closed-circuit surveillance video. But Brian Kemp, the governor, was acting like a dog who you caught, tore up. Did you see the videos when there was the toilet paper shortage, the paper towel shortage, where there was this great meme where people had bought bukoodles of toilet paper, just pallets full. They come home and their dogs have ripped up all the toilet paper, had gotten into it. And the face of a dog who's caught, like, especially like Goldens and Labs, they're just so honest in the way their emotions are presented on their face. Beautiful animals. And that's exactly what Brian Kemp looked like. And now he's calling for a forensic audit, signature matching. There's a lot here. There's a lot here. And it'll be people in state legislatures. It might be judges in courts, all the way up to the Supreme Court. And it could be people in Congress like Mo Brooks who make the big decisions about this. So 272-9228, 272-9228. We've got callers on 2, 3, and 1. Eddie is not going to be here today. Have a good day, Beefcake. Jack Campbell will be joining me in just a second, so bear with me. Quick break. We'll come right back to your calls. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Here on News Talk 93.1 FM, I'm Joey Clark. Be right back.
Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Baylor with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 322-0662.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Holidays are about family, friends, loved ones, and making memories. Ligger's Bakery has been baking those memories for over 70 years. From their legendary mint thumbprint cookies, chocolate chip cookies, cheese straws, pedophores, iced cookies, gingerbread men, and more, the Christmas holiday is here, and it's time to place your order. 288-6550. You know the kids expect to see those Christmas cookies and gingerbread men at the table, so get your order in today. Don't forget to show your love to Santa with Ligger's Cookies. If the kids prefer to decorate cookies themselves, Ligger sells mini sugar cookie shapes to help add something special to do with the family this year. They have so many cake flavors to choose from. White, chocolate, caramel, coconut, strawberry, red velvet, German chocolate, pound cakes, not to mention the delicious pies that go great with this time of year. Ligger's is one of the only places in town to get the state of Alabama's Lane Cake. Visit Ligger's Bakery on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Call Ligger's and place your order today, 288-6550, or come by in the Gay Meadow Shopping Center on McGee Road, 288-6550. Come home for the holidays. Come on home to Liggers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good Friday morning. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. As always, first hour News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call at 279-6036 for all your audio video production needs, but especially if you're looking to transfer those old videotapes, film reels, slides, and bring them into the digital future. Actually, passing my grandfather, we found a lot of old film reels. We're going to get them transferred, make sure to preserve those old family memories. We've watched them before, but we need to get them digital before they deteriorate, and Dan Black Studios can do that for me, for you, for anybody. 279-6036. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Tanya. She's up first. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, good morning. I watch all my news on OAN, and yesterday I was watching what was going on in Georgia. And you know what's so sad is these people took off their time for work. One guy drove 4 hours giving their testimony, and then when the panel was talking, this one gentleman, don't know his name, is like, well, they weren't sworn in, and, you know, I'm not saying that you know, it's true or not true. But then they go, you know, people make mistakes in counting, you know, and stuff like that. They didn't even want to look at that. And that's what's so scary. But this morning, I go into Dollar General, and I'm in line. I got a big mouth. And the lady who is checking everybody out, she's talking with this gentleman. Oh, that Trump, he's racist. You know, I'm so glad he's out and all the, well, big mouth me. I said, he's not in yet. I said, y'all going to have to wait. Oh, no, he's already out. He is just, he's not worth nothing. And I looked at her. I said, that's your opinion. I said, now I'm going to give you mine. And I gave her mine. And it was just like dismissed it. And I said, you know what I'll do? If he gets in, I said, I will come back in a year and you tell me how good or how bad it is. I says, I guarantee you we are in trouble. And she just didn't care. And this is most people. And I even brought up Hunter. I said, is it okay to take kickbacks, embezzle? Oh, I don't care about that. He's going to do right by the country. It amazes me.
Right. Well, and here's the deal, Tanya, and I've had to learn this the hard way on these airwaves, on social media. Some folks, I mean, it's not worthwhile having a conversation. You can try, and you certainly sounds like you did. But people can have their own opinion, like you said, and they can go their own way, and hopefully we'll see what happens in a year here. But people really do buy into it's politics. It's much more a game of myth and story than it is hard facts and science. And that's everybody, and that's a historical fact. It's not like we all, especially the average American, they can't all be, for instance, me sitting up here on these airwaves for 6 hours a day or be a political reporter. You have jobs, you have lives, and God love you for it. Sometimes I wish I could just relax and not have to follow all this stuff because politics can be very contentious. So it's unfortunate that so many people buy into especially the corporate press narratives, but you just got to maybe shake your head, go your own way. And yeah, I hope that you can go back there in a year and say, how you doing?
Exactly. But you know what? I'd love to see Trump in there. I want to see Hillary. I want to see Obama. I want to see everybody who has done criminal mischief and they proved it. I'd like to see him in prison, but I don't know if that will ever happen. Thanks, Joey. Love
Thank
the show.
You. Thank you. 272-9228. Let's go to JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, Joey. As in everybody, I share my disgust with the video. On several aspects, I watched when they presented the video, different senators. One of them, Senator Parent, she is absolutely atrocious. She said the video was debunked months ago, and everybody was questioning how could it be debunked months ago when it just came out. And video is a funny thing. They luckily, the people that do the surveillance at the center was a private company that allowed the video to be, you know, acquired.
Well, and this is why when I'm telling people about this, some folks in my personal life ask me, because they're not following politics, they're the type of people I was just talking about, and God love them, they keep me sane. They're asking what's going on. The way I present it is this was first presented as a story in a affidavit. This was presented by several people, the same story, you know, in writing under penalty of perjury. Then the video matched with that story in those affidavits. That's more than just, oh, here's a video. It actually matched with what eyewitnesses had already sworn under testimony.
Another aspect of the video that truly, truly bothered me, and this was truly bothersome, as I was looking for the video online yesterday, I found several copies of it. Most, I'd say, out of 26 different videos that I watched, because after the first couple, something struck my curiosity, and I wound up watching a total of 26. Every one of those videos was from another country. Another mainstream source from a totally different country, Australia, Britain. Everybody was pushing this story. It was very hard to find a mainstream American news source that was, you know, promoting, until late last night, that was promoting this video. If I don't know what evidence, you know, what more evidence do they need? Because they've been saying, well, you think people just come in the middle of the night and pushed in ballots? Well, actually, Yeah, and we've just shown it in Georgia.
Well, and J.D., I think the reason for that, and, you know, you heard me say just a little bit ago that power likes to step on necks and squeeze them, and power likes to stroke certain necks. And I think there are a lot of necks, let's say, that have been stroked, especially in the press and in a lot of corners of Washington, D.C., people who claim to be Republicans. And, in fact, they are Republicans. Let's stop saying Republican in name only. No, they're Republicans. This is how Republicans have been for decades.
Well, I'm also troubled by the water main that broke that caused to shut everything down. Apparently, it broke at 6 in the morning, was fixed by 8 in the morning. But that's what they used to help clear everybody out that night. That I watched the election that night, and they said a big water main busted, and they had to clear everybody out. This was premeditated. Those people in that room need to be prosecuted.
Yeah, it's rising beyond. Well, and the goalposts keep moving. You have no evidence. Well, you don't have enough to prove systemic fraud. Well, it was mistakes, not malice and intent. Yeah, well, I think this is only the beginning. This is just speculation on my part. The Trump speech this week, and then these hearings in Michigan, Georgia, Nevada. There were also developments earlier in the week in Arizona. And don't forget that you had that first hearing in the Hyatt in Pennsylvania. And so I think this is, we're closing out this week with these hearings. And I think over the weekend, at the beginning of next week, you're going to see even more escalation in the evidence that they have. There are a lot of requests to fast track, you know, Sidney Powell's request in Atlanta to the 11th Circuit. The Wisconsin Supreme Court didn't completely throw out arguments presented to them. They said, actually, we're not commenting on the merits. You got to go through the lower court system. And again, this all will kind of come to a head here right before you have to seat electors. So we'll see. We'll see. I got to run, JD. Got a lot of calls today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. 272-9228. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Joey. You know, this is going to get a lot more interesting, I think. I've been telling people, especially some friends, not to give up, that the fat lady may be tuning up. She ain't sung yet. It's going to be interesting, though. What is the penalty for voter fraud?
It depends. I don't know off the top of my head. I'd imagine it depends on the degree of it.
Yeah, I wish if we've got some attorneys that could shed some light on that, it would be interesting to know what the people in Georgia would face under these kind of circumstances if what is on the video is truly voter fraud. And I'm sure they're going to have some explanation to why those votes were counted in the middle of the night with nobody watching. That would be an interesting story. But, you know, we have to have election reform in this country. Things like this just cannot be tolerated.
Right. Yeah, and that's what it's rising to. You're seeing so many examples. This wasn't just mistakes.
Well, if we've got documented evidence of all this in these swing states, what do you think happened in other states?
Right.
What could have happened here in Alabama? And how many elections are tainted? I mean, you already said that Mo Brooks was, what, in 82?
Yeah, in 1982. That's why Mo's been taking this so personally.
So that's almost 40 years ago, 38 years ago. So what else is under that cloak of darkness?
Well, and it is so much, Bill. There's so much in the history of the United States that we sort of accepted, but there's a lot of history there. And that's why, by the way, we have these newer laws and these systems, because we had this history of people stealing elections. I mean, it used to be you just, you know, sign your name, your vote on a piece of paper and drop it in. And we've become more sophisticated. But I think also things have gone so smoothly in the last few decades, people take this stuff for granted. And all the media called it and people in D.C. decided. But I'll leave you with this. Mistakes of this size are never made innocently. That's the quote you should keep in mind. Mistakes of this size are never made innocently. So right now, I think that's the next move. All these are just mistakes, and there were so many mail-in ballots in the pandemic. You know, there's just a lot of problems, and we're sorry. That's not going to fly.
Yeah, that cannot be tolerated. But let me leave you with something. If we had voter or election reform and it was made mandatory that if you got caught cheating, if you got caught voting more than once, if you got if you tried to vote as an illegal, that you were banned from ever voting again in your life. And let that also pertain to the people who initiated this, then you could very possibly have George Soros to where he could not donate a dime to any candidates.
Well, we'll see. Like I said to Chris.
How would that look?
Well, it would... It's too big right now. And this is why I said the same thing to Chris. Let's focus. There are bigger things at play, of course. But you can't... Rome wasn't built in a day. So we have to just focus on what's at hand here, what can be proven, what can be done in terms of state legislatures, the Congress, and courts. We're not going to... Honestly, I think George Soros is George Soros because the guy's very good at what he does. And I don't think he's going to be taken down anytime soon, if you want my honest opinion about it. But I got to run, Bill. Appreciate the call.
Y'all have a good day.
272-9228. 272-9228. Another break here. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you'd like those old home videos, those old analog memories, whether on videotape, film reels, even old slideshows, you want them brought into the digital future, Dan Black Studios is the place to go. Call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036, or go online to danblackstudios.net. I'll tell you more about them later in the hour. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team. Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm system riding along the Gulf Coast affecting the state with showers today, but it should be out of the way by the weekend. So for today, showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, especially in South Alabama. Kind of a breezy day today with a high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, most of the showers and drizzle will fade out by, let's say, midnight, and then it turns cooler, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, start of a storm-free weekend. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see some more clouds than sun on Sunday, but still dry. And then a little cooler on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. A lot breaking, folks. Things definitely escalated this week with the president's speech, with these latest hearings in Georgia and Michigan, court cases all over the country. Members of Congress saying they're going to probably contest the Electoral College vote in the Congress. A lot going on. Now, I still maintain, though, with all that going on, the most likely scenario is Joe Biden is sworn in on January the 20th. Not a lot of you hate that. That is definitely the most likely scenario. But there is a tiny chance, tiny, which would make it even more glorious because it is so improbable that Trump remains president. It's unlikely, but it's not impossible. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Amy. Hey, Amy.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. You know, the United States is suffering 9/11 death counts daily. And our hospitals are becoming overwhelmed. And we haven't even seen the Thanksgiving surge. And what has the White House said about this? Nothing. Crickets. Nothing. They should be having moments of silence, prayer every day for these people. What is wrong with Trump? I thank God he got voted out. He's an autocrat. Why can't y'all see he's an autocrat?
Wasn't he criticized for not taking over more of the healthcare sector during the pandemic? Like, a major criticism is he didn't fully trigger the Defense Authorization Act. So he's such an autocrat, he wanted more of the states and companies to do things with help of the federal government, with things like Operation Warp Speed.
He wanted that. No. He wanted that so he could blame the states when it was a failure.
Or maybe there's a difference between, say, South Dakota and New York State, or Florida and, say, Nebraska.
When that all started, it was the blue states that was hitting it first, the East and the West Coast. And Trump says, no, it's just the blue states. We're not going to help them. But
Wait, what do you mean we're not going to help them? What was Cuomo screaming about initially? He was screaming about ventilators. We need ventilators. We need PPE, right?
And
ventilators were mass-produced. PPE was mass-produced. The Navy hospital ships were sent.
There's been no guidance from the top.
What do you mean there's been no guidance?
Oh, my God.
Has there not been a there's not been a task force?
You know what? I'm not going to sit and argue with you. And it's been, the task force, they haven't met, but what, once in 6 months? I don't get it. I don't get how y'all can support this man.
Okay, why do we have vaccines right now, Amy?
He makes fun of you.
Why do we have?
And
wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
He makes fun of his fans. They laugh at you all.
Right. Actually, we're laughing. We're laughing with him, Amy.
He would not sit down and have dinner with you.
Why do you take it so personally? And see, this is the deal. Different worlds, different realities. It's crazy. But thank you for the call, Amy. 272-9228. Donkey Lori. Donkey Lori? Hello? Did I lose you?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Oh, God. Thank you. Sorry. Of course, my face muted it. But that's why I realized even at my age, I should be more tolerant and more patient and that kind of thing. But I'd have a hard time sitting in the same room with that lady because I understand that there's no... You could not have a dialogue with her, a conversation with her. So there are just people that you can't do that with. They're going to be never Trumpers till forever. But I wanted to bring up something that, and she brought up COVID. If tensions are very high right now. And when you take what's happening with the voter fraud, and it is voter fraud, it is election fraud. I mean, it's in front of us, and there's people who are in denial. But I mean, I'm sorry, it is what it is. And then you take the COVID crisis, and you take where it's being highly politicized. We're on Staten Island. One bar restaurant's not allowed to open, cross the train tracks two blocks over, and you can have a burger and a beer in the restaurant. And, you know, the man who's going, my business is suffering, gets arrested for disorderly conduct. His attorney gets four criminal citations just for standing beside him and speaking with police officers. It's almost like Joey watching just logs and kindling and then, you know, a little lighter fluid and a little fuel. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we live in Alabama, so we're not touched by a lot of what's going on in some of these blue states, but you can feel it. Tensions are high.
Oh, yeah, especially if I don't know how I would feel if I was in, say, Los Angeles or New York.
Can't imagine it.
I mean, the people now protesting, it's really over the top. I mean, the virus has been miserable. We have had lost thousands of people, not to mention the response to this with the lockdowns and the government response at almost every level has been lackluster. And mark my words, like Cuomo, everybody's going to claim, well, we had to do this. Lockdowns were the right approach. Like they still claim FDR got us out of the Great Depression. You dopes. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to say this was necessary in order to get us out of it. That's what Biden's going to try to do. Spike the football. I'm calling for 100 days of mask wearing. We're already at 80-something percent of people wearing masks, Joe. It's all symbolic crap.
I agree. But I will tell you, as far as get the popcorn, sit back and watch, it's not that. I don't feel that way inside. I mean, I feel like it's getting really weird out there, Joey. But the one thing I do appreciate seeing, and it stirs something up in me, that there's a part of me that likes it and there's a part of me that doesn't, is the people are rising up. The people are going, you're not locking me down again. You're not shutting my business down again. I can't survive another one. You're getting a paycheck. I'm not. Americans are getting fed up. And a very interesting times we're living in. I never seen anything like it. And if at any time in life to get involved and paying attention to what's going on politically and worldwide, boy, did I pick a, you know, perfect time to do it. Huh?
Well, I'm just tired of every problem under the sun being something that people with political power and wanting to control other people, that's the solution. More control. More control. More control. The price and the currency for this control is your liberty. It's driving me nuts. And it was going on before the pandemic. Everything under the sun can be solved with more political control. It's unnerving. And when that is the theme, it makes me very suspicious of actual motives. There are true believers who are genuinely scared. And you know what? I can't fault those folks. I think they should wake up to what's going on. But, you know, people are going to be scared. And it is a weird time, and people respond in different ways.
Yeah, but don't you also feel like you're involved in the biggest social experiment of your life?
In many ways,
you know
yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, and this is the United States of America, and when you're going to have handcuffs put on you because you want to open the door of your business, hey, you spent how many thousands of dollars?
Well, and also, Lori.
To meet the okay, they got to be outside. Can't come inside. Okay, curbside.
Right.
Okay, and jump through all the hoops. And it wasn't about any of that anyway.
Well, and also, Lori, before I got to go, but we're letting the French outshine us with protests. Now, the French have a unique history where those protests go a little, you know, it gets a little gnarly. But the Canadians are outshining us. We can't let the Great White North have more protests than the United States about lockdowns. Come on, folks.
They're sticking up for us better sometimes than we're sticking up for ourselves.
Got to run, Lori. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $34.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $34.99 per month and find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Not much time here for the top of the hour break. Again, this hour News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Get those old film reels, videotapes, slides brought into the digital future, DVD or digital file for your computer, preserving those memories, making them easier to watch and access and share with the whole family. It's a great idea for Christmas, the gift of nostalgia. Also at Dan Black Studios, you can get full video production done from the ground up. Whether you're making a TV commercial, online branding video, maybe it's a big presentation to your church, your school, wherever it is, Dan Black Studios is the place to go. 38 years of professional service. They've earned that reputation. So call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036, or go online to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces, otherwise known as Facebook. Let's go blind here. And just take a phone call without knowing who it is. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gary G. Joey, how are you?
I'm good, Gary G. To be honest, you can hear the subtext. These are crazy times, and I'm looking forward to the weekend.
As the infamous